wish for it or you can work for it.
You gotta work for greatness.
If you ain't working, you should be working.
Come on, let's work.
Welcome to Confessions of a Workaholic, where we share the untold success secrets of fearless female entrepreneurs who are obsessed with success. This is your girl, Cordielle. So excited to be back with you for another soul-snatching solo episode. If you happen to enjoy Confessions of a Workaholic, be sure to leave your girl a 5-star review and also check the show notes for important details and updates. All right, so first things first, y'all know I got to start out with my church bulletin. We got the announcements that we got to get through. Definitely am super excited about this year's Work, Pray, Slay Workaholic honorees. So literally every single week, I'm telling you all of the reasons why you cannot afford to miss this year's 7th annual Work, Pray, Slay weekend. But let me just give you 3 more reasons why. This year's Workaholic honorees, like the level of bossiness, the level of badassness that you are going to be surrounded by and inspired by this year at Work, Pray, Slay, like it's lit, okay? This year we have the honor of honoring Lucinda Cross, who is literally the chief activator. If you are familiar with Work Mag, then Lucinda was on our winter issue cover. Her story is unreal. Okay. She's also been featured on Confessions of a Workaholic. So definitely make sure you go back and listen to my conversation with her, y'all, because her story, if you think I inspire you, okay, her story of literally being put in prison, serving time in prison, and overcoming that in such a way that she ended up on Dr. Oz, that she's been featured in Essence, that she's literally been able to build a business and profit from such a painful experience. So I'm so excited to honor Lucinda Cross this year. We're also honoring the glamaholic herself, Miss Mia Ray. Y'all know I had Mia on the show just a couple weeks ago, and she's such an inspiration, especially for the moms out there. And so I'm definitely excited to be able to honor Mia this year at Work, Pray, Slay. Go back and listen to my episode with her if you need a little bit of inspiration or encouragement, because she is proof that regardless of the cards that you've been dealt, you can definitely win if you're willing to work. And then last but not least, our third workaholic honoree for this year's Work, Pray, Slay weekend is your girl, the slutty vegan herself. Yes, ma'am. Pinky, the brains behind the slutty vegan viral restaurant, right, is definitely going to be in the building at Work, Pray, Slay. Whether you are in ATL or not, I'm sure you've heard of slutty vegan. I have so many people who literally come into town and want to go wait in the line to get one of these burgers, okay? So the business that she's been able to create, the brand that she's been able to build in 1 year, she's done all of this in 1 year. She did something crazy. Like, I'm pretty sure she made her first million before she even opened up her restaurant, okay? She was making a million on this food truck. Within 3 months, was able to open up her first restaurant. She announced on her 1 year anniversary a couple weeks ago, I got to go to her 1 year celebration, and they announced the third restaurant opening. So when I tell you, and this is after, she's not new to this, okay? She's definitely true to this. Years ago, she had not one restaurant, but 2. Restaurant literally burned down to the ground. Imagine how discouraging that is. Imagine how devastating she had to be to have literally built something from the ground up only to have it burned down to the ground. Okay. But somehow she took a step back. She dusted herself off, picked herself back up, and came out swinging, okay, and the Slutty Vegan was born. So I am super excited and just honored to be able to honor these 3 ladies this year at Work, Pray, Slay, but we are doing something that we have never done before. So in addition to those 3 workaholics, Lucinda Cross, Mia Ray, and my girl Pinky, you have the opportunity this year to nominate your favorite boss babe. So if there is a working woman who you feel like her work is going unnoticed, help us to recognize those women that we might just be overlooking. So if you know of a woman who is putting in work, who's inspiring you and motivating you on a daily basis, nominate her before August 31st by logging on to workpraytslay.com/nominate. I'm also going to put the link in the show notes so that you can submit for your favorite boss babe to win this year's People's Choice Award. Next thing on my little church bulletin, y'all, I'm literally down to like the last handful of summer issues of Work Mag. I promise you that you don't want to miss all of the goodness that we have for you inside of this summer issue, okay? You get to hear the real, true struggle to success story from Nicole Linnell, our cover girl, who literally managed to build her fashion empire to a $1 million business from the ground up in 1 year. Okay, literally she was able to do that thing in 1 year. We also have some articles on happiness, how to encourage yourself, right? Because we can't be looking outside of ourselves. We can't put the key to our happiness in someone else's hands. So this issue is our happy issue, and it's going to get you all the way together mentally, spiritually, all the way. Okay, so grab one of those summer issues if you have not gotten a copy yet. The other thing that's inside of the summer issue that I'm so excited about is the Blacklist. The Blacklist is our opportunity to celebrate, support, and help you all shop with Black business owners. So I definitely want to shout out a couple of the businesses that are included inside this issue's Blacklist. First up is Yoni Goods. YoniGoods.com has created a holistic way to heal your womb. Y'all heard that right, ladies. A holistic way to heal your womb. 10% off your first order when you sign up for their email list. All you got to do is log on to YoniGoods.com. Also want to shout out to Peace Be Still Collection. Little luxuries that inspire self-care. And if you log on to peacebestillcollection.com and enter code WORKPRAYSLAY, you'll be able to save $5 on your first order of $25 or more. Also want to shout out Soleil Kitchen. Be sure to visit them at soleilkitchen.com. That's S-O-L-E-I-L kitchen.com. They specialize in deliciously dope urban cuisine. So we want to make sure we are supporting them as well. And last but not least, shout out to Fierce and Fabulous Couture. Check them out at ffcouture.com. And when you log on, you'll save 20% on your order. If you happen to be a Black business owner and you would like your business included in the next issue of Work Mag, definitely log on to mag.workprayslay.com. mag.workprayslay.com. So y'all, next week, if you are in DC, I have the pleasure of speaking at the U.S. Black Chambers National Convention. I had a brain fart there for just a second. The U.S. Black Chambers National Convention, it's going down in D.C. this weekend, starting on Sunday, ending on Wednesday. I am speaking on Tuesday, August 20th. If you happen to be in D.C., definitely make sure you come by and support your girl. They are really like staying on trend with all of the millennials that they have in this lineup, okay? I am so excited to be able to grace the stage alongside so many of your favorite millennial entrepreneurs. So definitely make sure you are following US Black Chambers on Instagram for details on how you can get in where you fit in for this upcoming conference. That's next week. Last week, I hosted my last Busy at the Beach Girls Getaway, okay? Let me just tell you, I gotta keep it real with y'all, okay? This last Busy at the Beach, this is the fifth year. It's the seventh girls trip that I've hosted. And this last trip to Cancun really taught me that it's time to transition. It is time to start doing things differently. The trip did not go as expected. It did not go as planned. Cancun is experiencing some crazy seaweed problem. The beach was shut down. It was real hard to get busy at the beach when the beach was shut down. Okay. So when I say it was like one thing after the next. Even before I got to Cancun, people was cutting up and things were just going crazy. And so this trip definitely taught me, like I said, that it's time to pivot. That's what I'll say. It's time to pivot. So I'm very excited about all of the new elements that I am bringing to the Busy at the Beach brand. We are hiring brand ambassadors. I'm putting together my very first vacation. And of course, you know, we are doing the travel agent training. But I would say I'm sad to admit that was my last Busy at the Beach trip. But I feel like everything happens for a reason. And although it did not go as planned, although the experience that my guest had just was not, you know, what I had anticipated, I definitely have to know, you know, when to move on. And so in this week's episode, I wanted to talk to you about, before I got into the episode, I wanted to share with you all a lesson out of Work 101, Get Your Life Together Guide. And when I opened up the book, I'm like, okay, God, just take me to the lesson you want me to share. When I opened up the book, y'all, the lesson that I turned to, literally, lesson 18, put your pride aside. And this week has been such a struggle. If y'all haven't noticed, this episode is late. It was supposed to be up 2 days ago, but I have just been going through all the emotions of laying the Busy at the Beach girls getaway to rest. Like I said, it did not go as expected. The ladies did not enjoy themselves the way that I expected them to and the way that they expected to. And so I think that this lesson that I'm going to share for you all is also me sharing it for myself. And I think that it's just so relevant. So put your pride aside. Stop being too good to ask for help and too strong to be vulnerable. If you know you are going through something that is beating you up and on the verge of breaking you down, it's time to get help. When you can't release negative thoughts out of your mind and find yourself replaying past failures over and over in your head, you are literally stopping yourself from enjoying life. You are blocking your blessings and sabotaging your success. Stop putting yourself in solitary confinement and get the assistance you need. You owe it to yourself to invest in both your mental and emotional health. There are a million coaches, therapists, and support groups in your area. And of course, if you need a therapist, yeah, I'm going back to therapy. Okay, I'm checking myself in. And I found my therapist on therapyforblackgirls.com. So putting my pride aside, today I am doing one of the most difficult things that I've ever done. First, I am going to do a public apology right here on the podcast to all of the ladies, every single lady who traveled with me to Cancun to Busy at the Beach. I want to publicly apologize for the experience that you all had or the lack thereof. Some things were out of my control, of course, but I want to put my pride aside and admit the things that were not, the things that, you know, I should have went above and beyond. Aside from the things that were going wrong, I should have went above and beyond to just be the host that I needed to be and ensure that you all really enjoyed yourself. And so in addition to this public apology, I am literally spending today on the phone, one by one. Y'all know I hate talking on the phone, right? So I'm really putting my pride and my personal feelings aside for this. But one by one to reach out to every single lady and just express my sincere apology. Sincere, sincere apology. This entire week, like I said, this is literally why this episode is so late. This entire week, I've been going back and forth with what to do. And my spirit is just not, it won't let me rest. Like, it will not let me rest until I figure this thing out. So I'm putting my pride aside. I'm admitting that it is time for me to move on and evolve past these girls' getaways. I don't know what my introvert self was doing hosting these girls' getaways anyway, just to be honest. And that is what this week's episode is all about, okay? So y'all know when I come up with these topics, it's usually something I'm going through, something I've been, you know, thinking about, helping somebody else get through. This week is all about me, okay? Y'all are learning through my lessons learned. You're learning through my mistakes, and everything just is not always going to work out as anticipated. So this week's topic, everything ain't for everyone. Everything is not for everyone, and we can take this and run with it in multiple ways. But I just want to share with you all a couple of the lessons that I had to go back to this week, a couple of the things that I had to remind myself of this week, and that I think might be a little helpful for you. First things first, you got to get real with yourself about what you are meant to do and who you are meant to serve. So sometimes we get caught up in what other people are doing. We get caught up in what's profitable. We get caught up in what looks good, and we get away from what we are truly being called to do. And I know for myself personally, when you are a full-time entrepreneur and you are literally, you know, your mindset is if you don't hunt, you don't eat, a lot that can harden you up, right? So that can really change your focus from helping and being a resource and being, you know, creating a support system, which is what, you know, most of us start these businesses for, to help, to support, to add value. It takes you away from that original mission that you started with. And it really puts you in the mindset of only focusing on the money because, hey, if you don't get out here and get this money today, you're not going to be able to pay that rent. You're not going to be able to do the things that you need to do. You're not going to be able to survive if you are not profitable. But take it from me, you cannot get so lost in the sauce. You cannot get so caught up in the process of making the coin that you get away from what you are being called to do. And so as I am challenging myself, I want to challenge you to get real, really real about what you are being called to do and who you are meant to serve. Because everything ain't for everyone. So even if you feel like you have gotten down to what exactly it is you're supposed to do, that does not mean that the people who you've been doing it for are who you're meant to serve. So if you find yourself feeling stuck, if you find yourself feeling frustrated, I want to encourage you to get quiet and get clear about what it is that you are being called to do. Second thing that you have to understand is that everyone isn't your audience. So again, once you know what you are meant to do, now you got to take it a step further and figure out who you are meant to serve, because everybody is not for you, okay? And everybody, not only are they not called, to you, everybody doesn't even understand what you are being called to do. And so as those distractions come up to deter you from the things that you know you are meant to do, you have to understand that you have to keep your eyes on the prize. You have to stay focused on what's for you and who is for you, and not get so caught up in everything and everyone else. So number one, you got to get real with yourself about what you are called to do and who you are meant to serve. Number two, you got to understand that everyone is not your audience. And if you are spending all of your time trying to go after people who are not being called to you, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get frustrated and you're going to end up feeling like this just isn't for you. When that's not the case, it's for you and it's for you to do, but maybe not in the way that you've been doing it. Number three, be willing to pivot when your purpose leads you down another path. Note to self. Be willing to pivot. Be willing to admit when something did not work out the way you expected it to, or when the time is up. Because I've had six successful, amazing Busy at the Beach Girls getaways. Okay, I've had six. So in this case, it doesn't mean that, you know, I started something and this just wasn't for me, but it means that you have to understand when it's no longer for you. So maybe something that you've been doing in your business that once, you know, at one time you were so excited about, at one time people were so interested in and intrigued by and supporting so much, and now it's crickets. You have to be okay and be willing to pivot. Not pivot away from your purpose, but allow your purpose to lead you down a different path. Okay, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the fact that you can't get so caught up in the products that you sell or the programs that you create that you allow them to lead you away from your purpose. Your purpose stays the same, but the way that you demonstrate it, the way that you live out your purpose can change. So you got to be willing to pivot. Either, you know, and hopefully it's not when something goes wrong. Okay, don't be like me and wait till shit hits the fan to realize that it's time to start doing something different, okay? When your gut, aka your God, tells you, when you get that subtle, you know, that instinct, when you get that little nudge, go with it. Go with it. Trust me. Before you fall, okay? Go with it before you fall. So number 3, you got to be willing to pivot when your purpose leads you down another path. When the signs are there, you got to act on them, okay? Don't be asking God for all these signs and then you're not willing to take the hint. You're not willing to get the clue that he's trying to drop on you. Number 4, stop forcing and start flowing. And again, y'all, I'm talking to myself here. So thank you for listening this week while I'm talking to myself. Hopefully this is helpful to someone else out there, but this is kind of therapeutic for me. So number 4, stop forcing and start flowing. There are things, I guarantee you, I know I'm not the only one, okay? There are things that you are in your life right now trying to force. Something that you are trying, your heart, like you are trying with everything in you to make it happen. It might be something business-wise. It might be something relationship-wise. It might be something with a family member. It might be something with a friend. But I want to encourage you today, right now today, to free yourself of that. To stop trying to force what you want to happen and flow with what's meant to happen. Okay, stop trying to force it and start flowing with it. And if you get lost, if you don't know what that flow looks like, be willing to ask God for help. Okay, be willing to ask your source. Be willing to go deep within to ask for clarity. And then after you ask, you got to be open to receiving that information. So number 4, you can't force it. You got to flow with it. You could try to force it all day long, but what's meant to be will be every single time. So you'll literally just make yourself mad trying to change fate, okay? And last but not least, never forget that God is your guide. Even when it feels like you don't know what to do next, even when you feel like you are ready to throw in the towel, God is going to throw that thing right back at you. Okay, you can never forget that God is your guide and he has to be part of your business plan. Consulting with God, conversing with God, tuning in to your guide, aka your God, is so crucial to your success, personally and professionally. If you get started on that grind and that grind takes you away from God, you're gonna end up feeling real mad, sad, frustrated, and probably broke. Because you have to realize that no matter what it is that you feel like you are meant to do, no matter what it is that you feel like is the next move that you should make, God has it all planned out for you. So instead of taking things into your own hands, instead of trying to force things to happen the way you think they should be happening, you have to revert back to the source. Okay, you have to return to spirit and ask for help. I hope that this has been helpful to someone other than me. I hope that you are feeling encouraged. I hope that, I don't know, I'm just happy that y'all were my listening ear. Okay, I'll see y'all next week.